Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Drew Ross from Christ Lutheran Church and School in Costa Mesa and Huntington Beach, California. Our New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 6, verses 39 through 49. Jesus said this, "He told also them a parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck that is in your brother's eye. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Allow me to share a time of meditation with you all today. In Luke chapter 6, 39 to 49, Jesus gives us three vivid pictures: the blind leading the blind, the tree and its fruit, and the house built on a firm foundation. At first glance, these may feel like separate teachings, but together they form one united message about discipleship, what it means to follow Christ in repentance, in faith, and in faithful living. Here's part one, seeing clearly. Jesus begins with a simple but striking question in Luke chapter 6. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? The warning is clear. Those who are spiritually blind cannot lead others into truth. This points us directly to the importance of right teaching, what we like to call doctrine. Scripture repeatedly warns us against false teachers. You can see this in Matthew 7 or 2 Timothy chapter 4. If we follow voices that are not grounded in God's word, we will be led astray. But Jesus does not stop there. He turns the focus inward when he asks, "Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?" Before we presume to guide others, we must first be confronted by God's law. The law exposes our blindness. It exposes our sin and our need for repentance. This is where the beauty of the gospel shines. Jesus is not just a teacher. He is the one who opens blind eyes. Through his word and his sacraments, he gives us true sight, and only then can we begin to see rightly. Part two, speaking truly. Jesus continues in Luke chapter 6, "For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit." Here Jesus teaches that what is inside us will inevitably show itself outwardly. In our Lutheran theology, we are careful to distinguish between justification and sanctification. We are not made right with God by our fruit. Our works do not save us. Rather, we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But, faith is never alone. It leads to the production of fruit. As the formula of Concord puts it, faith is a living, busy, active thing. A heart transformed by the gospel will bear fruit. Jesus says, out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Think of it like a spring of water. If the source is clean, the water will be fresh. If the source is polluted, the water cannot help but be tainted. So it is with our hearts. When Christ fills us with his forgiveness, mercy, and truth, those same things begin to flow out into our words and our actions. This is both a comfort and a call to repentance. When we see bad fruit, harsh words, for example, impatience, pride, it drives us back to Christ, who alone can renew the heart, Jesus. All right, here's the third part, standing firm. Finally, Jesus gives us the image of two builders. One digs deep and lays the foundation on the rock. The other builds without a foundation. When the flood comes, only one house stands. Jesus explains this well. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. The key here is not just hearing, listen, but hearing and holding fast to Jesus's word. Faithful followers of Jesus confess that God's word is not merely information. It's living and it's active. That's Hebrews 4. It creates faith. It sustains faith, strengthens us to endure. Here it is, church. The storms will come. Suffering, doubt, temptation. These are part of life in a fallen world. The difference is not whether storms come, but what we are built upon. And here's the heart of the gospel. Christ himself is the foundation. As St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, for no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is, I love this, Jesus the Christ. Through baptism, you've been joined to him. Through his word, he continues to speak life into you. Through the Lord's Supper, he strengthens you with his very body and blood. This is the foundation that does not shake. In conclusion, Jesus changes what we see, who we are, and where we stand. Let's pray. Oh God, through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.